It is our transfer committee game. We're in the Vines. I've got Rob Gutman, I've got Craig Hannon, I've got Kev Walsh and Sean Bennett, and they will be our first committee as we go all the way through. I'll have the microphone for a minute. Credit as ever to John Furlong for creating the game and advising. Stephen Davis pulling in the fees and the money and working on that with me. Sarah Smith and Liam Fasting as well did a fair bit of the research for this one. It is worth saying. Okay, the rules are as follows this time, and try and say as we go, whenever you're talking about a player, what the valuation is, both in and out. It's $125 million to spend, plus anything you can get in. It has to be a plausible amount of work that we can achieve over the course of the summer, in terms of both ins and outs. But that said, the manager's been very, very clear that we're not messing about this time out. He wants to see some action. So what we see as a plausible amount of business might be a bit more than normal. You've got to work out whether or not you're going to put a nose out of joint if you bring players in at a certain level of wage. So if you're bringing someone in who's on a 12, there are more than Van Dijk and possibly around Salah, maybe less than Salah. But the idea is anyone who's got a unit of 12 is higher than Van Dijk is a key point. Just to use that as an example, Van Dijk is a 10. Salah is a 12. He's our only 12. Henderson is an 8, Gomez is a 6, 4 is Harvey Elliott, 2 is Calvin Ramsey, and number 1 is, for instance, Harvey Davis. There are currently 176 units of salary. You can't go beyond 205. I'm looking at the four of you right now, and I've got to ask you this. Trent Alexander-Arnold's contract's only got 2 years left. Are you all giving him a new deal so he goes on to Salah's money? Rob?
Yeah. Salah's money?
Yeah.
No.
He's on more than Van Dijk. He goes on to more than Van Dijk, less than Salah.
I'm giving him the contract. I'm surprised it's that much.
That's how much. I think he'll want to be Liverpool's second highest earner. You giving him the contract?
Yeah, well, basically, he could have Salah money if he really kicked up a fuss, but I'm just surprised it is that much.
No, don't tell him that. Come on.
You've got to negotiate better.
He's a scout, and you've got to figure that out.
Are you extending Trent?
Yes, absolutely.
Extending Trent?
Extending Trent, but worried about the ceiling if he goes on that much. So.
Yep. No,
it's not our money. Got to commit to it. Money, we want to spend every fucking penny of it.
He goes to 180 units of salary then. So you've done that. And now we're going to roll the dice on the players that we roll the dice on. So the dice is on my phone here. I wasn't going to carry one with me around today because I'm not that fella. So the first player we roll the dice to find out what the offer is
definitely that fella, by the way.
Is Keith Kelleher. A 1-3 means you get an 11 million offer. Thank you very much. A 4 and 5 gets you a 17 million offer. And a 6 gets you a 28 million offer.